Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At last, the Classic TV collection is now available on a 500 gigabyte external hard drive. Over 5,000 shows from the 1940s through the 1960s. Over 3,000 hours of classic TV entertainment. This collection contains all the standard classics like Ozzie and Harriet, Burns and Allen, Jack Benny, Superman and the Lone Ranger, and so much more. Plus, a bonus of 68 movie serials will be included. Go to oldtimeradiodvd.com to order. Go ahead and go on the internet. Do the pricing and see the variety of the shows. No one can beat this deal. Go to oldtimeradiodvd.com today and order your collection of America's best entertainment deal on the internet. Only at oldtimeradiodvd.com.
Mystery Time, a real thriller titled Four Fatal Jugglers.
Lydia!
Don't go, Bob. Don't go out there to the island. I warn you.
You're hysterical. It's just a hunting trip.
No, not this time. It's murder.
Good evening. This is Don Dowd, your host for Mystery Time. Back again to introduce another in ABC Radio's great Monday through Saturday lineup of mystery dramas. Every night at this time, a new and different, at one time or another, we've all fancied ourselves getting away from it all on a lonely island. But I doubt that any of us would like the kind of company we'll find tonight, as Masters of Mystery brings us the exciting story of Four Fatal Jugglers.
Come in. Oh, hello, Dave.
Hello, Gordon.
Come on in. Close the door. Sit down, Dave.
Thank you.
I'm glad you came. I wanted to talk to you.
Oh? What about?
Dave, we've been partners for 10 years.
Yes.
I like you, and I flatter myself that you like me.
Well, of course.
It's just that, well, we've both had problems. With me, it's been Lydia.
Well, yes, I know that.
She's been insisting on a divorce. She says she's in love with someone else. So, about 6 months ago, when Lydia first began to talk divorce, I hired a detective.
You?
Well, what's the matter, Dave?
Nothing, Gordon. Nothing's the matter.
Oh, I thought... Well, here's the confession, Dave, and it's a nasty one. That detective told me that you were the man Lydia was in love with.
Me?
Of course, I knew it was impossible. Well, you're married. You have a wonderful wife, a great boy. And you're not the kind of a guy who would do his friend dirt.
Well, of course not.
When the detective told me, my first reaction... Oh, never mind that. That's all water under the bridge.
Now, wait a minute, Gordon. What do you mean, water under the bridge? If you suspect me of having anything to do with Lydia...
Well, I just told you I don't think anything of the kind. Oh, Lydia's attractive and all that, but you're my friend, Dave. You're my partner. Now, how about a drink?
Well, no. No thanks, Gordon. Not now.
Look, Dave.
Yes, I'm looking.
Are we friends?
Well, of course we are.
Well, then, friends quarrel sometimes, but Essentially, friends agree. Now, we've been close for a long time, and I want us to stay that way. So I have an idea. You know my place on the lake?
Well, I've heard you talk about it.
I'm going up there this afternoon for the weekend.
Oh?
Lydia's got things to do in town, and I thought it'd be a good idea for you to come along.
Oh, it sounds like it might be fun.
An island right smack in the middle of the lake. Complete isolation.
Uh-huh.
And the ducks will be flying over this time of year. We can bring them down in dozens.
Yeah, well, as I said, Gordon, it sounds fine,
now,
but
come
I...
Come on, you go home now, and I'll drive by and pick you up in, say, 2 hours.
Well, now, wait a minute.
5, how's that?
Well, you don't even give a guy a chance.
We can be up there by 7:30 and cook ourselves a nice dinner. Now, what do you say?
Well, I guess I might as well.
That's the boy, Dave. You'll love it. I give you my word, you'll never want to get off the island. Bob, this is Gordon.
Who?
Gordon Penrose, your brother-in-law.
What do you want?
I want to have a talk with you, Bob. A good long talk.
If it's got anything to do with my sister wanting a divorce, you can save your breath. I'm back of her 100%. And what's more...
You haven't heard my side of the story, Bob. If you'd only listen...
Listen? Yeah, I'll listen. Listen to you lie about what you did with the money in Lydia's trust fund.
What do you mean?
I've been checking into your handling account, or I should say your mishandling account. Why, you're nothing better than a common thief, and I'm going to see that they put you away like one.
Now, Bob, please, there's a lot to explain, more than I can say over the phone.
I don't think there's any reason...
But I've got a suggestion to make, Bob.
Well, what is it?
I want you to come up to my place on the island this weekend.
This weekend?
Yeah. My partner, Dave Copeland... He's going too, but he won't be in the way for long.
Why don't we just get together in town?
Oh, this way we can do some other things. A little hunting, for instance.
Hunting? Mm. For what?
Well, for ducks, ostensibly.
Ostensibly?
Oh, did I say ostensibly? I meant obviously. Your beloved husband. You remember Lydia? The man you sometimes see coming and going in your apartment? Or at least one of the men.
Very funny, Gordon. Just what are you doing home now?
I just want to give you the good news that I'll be away this weekend.
Oh, I'm on the verge of tears.
Yes, I thought you would be. I'm not deserting you, however. I'm just going up to the island for the weekend... with a couple of people you know.
Oh, who?
Well, one of them is your dear brother, Bob. And the other, my faithful partner, Dave Copeland.
Dave Copeland?
Yes. We're going to have a cozy time, all three of us, sitting around the fire. A little hunting, maybe. It's going to be real cozy.
David, this is Lydia. I've just spoken to Gordon.
Oh?
He told me that you're going up to the island with him.
Yes, that's right.
Dave, you mustn't go. You can't go up there with him.
Why not?
Because he hates you.
All right, I hate him too. So what?
But not enough to want to kill him.
No?
Not the way he hates you.
Look, Lydia, it's all a matter of degree, as they say.
Don't you know what he means to do out there? Can't you see what he's after?
I think I have a pretty good idea.
He wants to go hunting. It's all a pretense. And, well, I'm afraid he... Dave, I can't let you go out there. If anything happened to you...
All right, now, just a second, Lydia. Your concern is touching, but as I told you before, our little affair is over.
Dave, I don't believe you.
Look, I'm sorry, Lydia. But, well, you know, I've got a family to think of, and I... forget it for now. I'll be okay.
You fool. Gordon once told me that if he ever wanted to commit a murder, a hunting accident...
would be the way he'd do it. Now just calm yourself and think this thing through.
Think it through?
Yes. A hunting accident. A thing like that, Lydia, can work both ways.
Lydia, what in the world are you...
Bob, I had to come.
Now, what's up?
Gordon just told me that you're going up to the island with him.
Yeah, that's right. Dave Copeland's coming along with him, too. I'm expecting them any minute.
Bob, you can't. You can't let them go.
Look, sis, I've heard that Dave Copeland has been just kidding you along.
That's a lie.
I hope you're right, because you're my sister. The way I feel
please,
right now,
Bob,
I...
Bob, let's not talk about it.
Then it is true.
No, no, no. I don't care what's true or what isn't true. Don't let them go there.
Don't let them go? Why not?
Because Gordon wants to use this hunting business as an excuse. An excuse to kill someone.
This way. Come on, Bob.
I'm right behind you, Gordon.
Come on, Dave.
Yeah,
behind
yeah,
her.
I'm coming.
On the path here. Now, did you see the island? There. Only 100 yards out, but really isolated.
All right, now wait a minute. Is this how we get out? In this rowboat?
No, not exactly. We use the canoe.
Uh-huh.
The rowboat belongs to some other people.
Well, I can't go in a canoe.
Why not?
You know I can't swim. A canoe can turn over.
But Dave, I'm a good swimmer. You don't have to be afraid of a thing. Here we are.
It feels good.
You guys stow away your stuff and I'll fix up something to eat.
Hey, it's a good idea.
I'm so hungry I could eat a horse. How about you, Dave?
Yeah, sure. But say, let me rustle up the grub.
Oh, let's make that my job now. What do you say, huh?
You guys haven't ever had any of my cooking. I'll make you some grub that you'll never forget.
I'm the best bachelor cook you ever saw. Now, I'll handle the skillet.
Well, now, look, I've had 10 years watching my wife in the kitchen. I'd like to see what I learned.
No experimenting on us.
Not with me, you know.
I'm the host, and it's only fair that I should labor over this kerosene stove.
Oh, no, of course,
come on. You should.
Boy, you guys are really casting a horrible reflection on my cooking. The way you act, you'd think you're afraid you couldn't survive it.
Dave, come on outside a minute, will you?
What for?
I want to talk to you. Come on.
Okay. Bob, look, I think I know what's on your mind.
You think so?
Yes. You want to form a defensive alliance against Gordon, don't you? You feel the way I do. That Gordon has some reason in bringing us up here. Well, I don't know what he has against me, except that he's a strange guy. But I do know that you're Lydia's brother. And perhaps he blames you for the divorce.
Sure, if he doesn't blame you, that is.
What do you mean?
Skip it, Dave. I know you've been going around with my sister.
Now, wait a minute.
Now, don't bother to deny it. The only thing I want to know is, what are you going to do about her?
Do about her? What do you expect me to do?
She's getting a divorce. She's setting herself free.
All right, now.
What about you?
Bob, I don't see where this is any of your business.
I'm aware of all that. I'm a few years older than Lydia. Been taking care of my sister for quite some time. She's giving up a lot because she thinks she loves you. What about you?
I don't have to discuss this with you.
All right, I think you've made yourself clear. Well, I'm going to turn in soon. I'd like to be kind of fresh, steady, when we go hunting tomorrow.
Who's that? Lydia!
Dave, I had to come. I had to stop you.
Stop me?
From getting killed. I rented a car and drove up here. There was a rowboat at the...
All right. Now, wait a minute. Let's get a little further away from the cabin.
All right.
Come down over here. All right, now listen. You just take that rowboat and get off this island.
Dave, no, I can't. I won't go unless you come with me.
Will you?
And if you love me.
I don't love you.
Dave!
I thought I made that pretty clear.
I have been a fool, haven't I? You were just a little bored with your marriage.
All right, so were you. And so we got together. But why does it have to be blown up into some great Shakespearean tragedy? Now, why can't we just let the whole thing be finished over?
Because I'm in love with you, that's why.
Love? Nonsense. Why can't we just be friends?
Friends? You don't know me, Dave. You never have. But you were always so concerned with yourself. No. I'm going to make you as unhappy as you're making me at this moment.
You sound like something out of a cheap novel.
Cheap? I'm going to make you look cheap. I'm going to make you so miserable.
Good evening, Lydia.
Gordon.
Don't stop on my account. Go on. I like to hear lovers quarrel. Well, go on, Lydia. Tell him the rest. Tell him you'll make him wish you'd never been born.
Why, Gordon, listen.
Shut up, my dear devoted friend. Go on, my beloved wife. Finish your farewell address. You mustn't let me interrupt you. I never have, till now.
Oh, how I hate you, Gordon. I hate all of you.
What the deuce is going on? Lydia!
Your sister decided to pay us a little visit. Very thoughtful of her.
Lydia, I don't know why you've come here, but I want you to go back to the city now, as soon as possible.
No, I'm not going.
And quite right you are, my dear. We'll put you up in the bunk room. And Bob and Dave and I can sleep in the main room. Your being here with us might, enliven what might possibly be a rather dull weekend. Oh, yes, Lydia. Now that I think of it, I'm very glad you came. Say, you guys, wake up. Come on, get up. Come on, Dave.
Oh, come on. Please.
You'll feel better in a 2 minutes.
Huh?
You want to bag a few ducks, don't you?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Come on, Bob, off and on them.
Oh, I am as stiff as a board.
We've got a fine, exciting day ahead of us. You don't want to miss any of it.
Oh, that's right, I don't. Say, what time is it?
5:00.
Oh, no. I want to get Lydia up.
What for?
I want to get her out of here.
Oh, you can do that when we come back from hunting.
No, I want to get her out of here now. Lydia. Lydia.
Better let her sleep.
Lydia. Lydia. Lydia! She's dead. My sister's dead. She's knifed. Right through the back.
She must have been sleeping.
Yes, you ought to know.
What do you mean by that?
That's your knife, isn't it?
Of course it's my knife. But don't be absurd. I didn't kill her. Bob, you don't think I killed her.
Well, didn't you?
No. No, I swear it. Why should I?
Why?
All right. I know what you're both thinking.
No, you don't.
I'm going for the police. You stay here with her. I'll go across the lake.
Oh, no, you won't. You think we're going to let you make a getaway?
I'm not trying to make a getaway. One of the two of you killed her.
You stay just where you are, Gordon.
Where did you get that revolver?
I brought it up with me, just in case.
I'm going for the police. If you want to come with me, fine. If not, stay here.
You know I can't swim. You know I can't go in that canoe with you.
Well, there's the rowboat. I'm going.
You come back, Gordon. I warn you. Bob? Bob, you saw? He was trying to get away?
Yes, I saw it, Weed. We better get out of here off this island. We'll have to go to the police.
All right, now, wait a minute. You'll back me up? You'll tell them just what happened?
You can depend on me. I'll let them know everything.
That's funny. Lydia must have taken the rowboat at the landing to get here, but it's gone.
She might have had someone row her. No, no, there it is.
Where?
Floating out there. See it near
the
other shore?
Yeah.
It must have gotten loose.
Yeah.
We'll have to use the canoe.
No. Bob, couldn't you swim out and get the rowboat?
Waste all that time? Now, look, you just get up in front in the bow and sit steady.
No,
now,
Bob,
we'll be okay.
Well,
yeah.
I'll just...
All right.
You okay? Yeah. Huh? Yeah, okay. Go ahead, push off.
All right.
Bob? I had to shoot him. You know that.
Of course you had to. Might have done the same thing if I'd been you.
Yeah, sure you would. He was getting away.
To call the police.
Yeah, that's what he said. Can't you just imagine him calling the police after...
After what?
Well, after he killed her.
But he didn't kill her.
What?
I said he didn't kill her.
Well, that means that you did.
Oh, no. No, it means that you did.
Well, now, you're kidding, aren't you?
About my sister's murder?
No.
No, you got up in the middle of the night while we were sleeping. Well, it was easy to take Gordon's knife.
Uh-huh.
Well, I see you still have the revolver.
Yes, I have, and I wouldn't miss it about 8 feet.
Funny you hold it in your left hand.
What's funny? I'm left-handed. That's a silly thing to be talking about at a time like this.
Not so silly. You see, Lydia's bed was against the wall. The murderer had to stand on the right side of it. Now, if a right-handed man had stabbed her, the blade would have pointed up toward her head. But a left-handed man, remember, the blade was pointing down toward her feet.
Oh, very neat. And you figured it out all by yourself, didn't you? Well, you're not going to be able to tell anyone else.
You're not going to shoot.
Oh, you think not, huh?
No. No, you can't. Because if you shoot me, I'll topple over. I'll capsize the canoe. And you can't swim. You don't want to drown, do you, Dave? It's a pretty horrible way of dying. Come on, give me the gun. Just throw it in the bottom. I'm going to rock the canoe, Dave.
All right, watch it.
If you don't throw the gun by the time I count five, I'm going to turn it over.
Watch what you're doing.
One.
Cut it out.
Two.
All right, Bob, now cut it out. You're wrong.
Three. It's going to go, Dave.
All right, cut it
you're
out.
You're going to be drowned.
All right, please, for pity's sake, will you stop?
Four. This is it.
All right.
Come on, throw me the gun.
No.
Throw me the gun.
All right.
That's it. Now that's showing good sense. Now, a few more strokes, and we'll be ashore. Get out. Go on.
Yeah, all right.
Get out.
Now look. Listen to me, Bob. You've got to take my word.
Just keep quiet. I'm not interested. You know, you had me scared out there.
Yeah. Scared?
Yeah. I thought I'd never live to see you burn for killing Lydia and Gordon.
Huh?
I bluffed you, Dave.
You bluffed me?
When I rocked the canoe. You see, I don't know how to swim either.
This is Don Dowd again, your host for Mystery Time. You have just heard Masters of Mystery, live from New York.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money.